We are live.
Wow.
That's right. Peekaboo.
Glad to be here.
Guess who? It's us. Like it or not.
In the flesh.
It's us. How's it going, everybody?
Not good.
What?
Oh.
Don't start us
what
off.
Happened? What? Why are you starting off on that?
I was caught off guard. The tweet wasn't even, I had a tweet ready to say we were live and I wasn't even, didn't even get consulted.
I noticed that it wasn't.
I'm not
tweeted.
Even going to get into it, yeah. But I would like some consultation next time. I'd like a little bit of conversation.
Who are you looking at and who are you mad at?
People say Facebook is like a conversation. I'd like the conversation
to begin.
He's
looking straight up this way.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up there.
I can't figure it out.
He got the tweet out.
Kevin, can you get a shot of what's up there? Can you get that shot, Kev?
I don't think I can.
Oh, he can't do it.
It's either someone at the board or God. I'll kill them just the same.
Whoa.
Theme song.
Oh, God.
Welcome, everybody, to the Mega 64 podcast, the internet's most blasphemous podcast. Other podcasts are they going to threaten to kill God?
Joe Rogan.
That's an anime thing. That's not legitimately blasphemous. I would never do anything like that.
Yeah.
But when you're in anime, you take.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens. Everyone who's played a JRPG knows how it goes. It's like you start out with Find My Three Cats and.
Yeah.
By the last level, it's all right. You need to take down God, you know. With the
we were
flute.
Quoting Elfin Lied. Get over
it's
it.
It's like a weapon called God Killer that you find
have
in your chest.
Have you ever watched Elfin Lied?
I saw like three-fourths of an episode. It was pretty good.
I think you've referenced it multiple times, and I'm like, have you watched this?
Not in its entirety, but I've seen enough to reference it to know it's a good reference. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
Oh, dude. So good.
Come on. It's only one
season. I think it was, if I'm remembering correctly, it was a show that a lot of people told me to watch, but then when they would show me stuff from it, it was like, oh, this is like the epitome of like Hot Topic late 90s.
Yeah, the way it was described to me was a baby's first anime or baby's first edgy anime.
I don't even know about that. I really don't, but...
That's how
but
the
it
person,
just sounded edgy. Everyone that, told me
that's
it was
how
like
it
edgy.
Was introduced to me. Yeah. Well, that's not my sentiment because I've only seen like 3/4 of one episode. Yeah. But it's pretty good from what I saw. Pretty cool stuff.
Maybe it's good. I
there's
don't
some
know.
Titties in it.
Pretty out there stuff. Pretty cool ideas.
Really gory.
Pretty cool ideas. I think I saw one clip where
I'm really into cool ideas.
Yeah,
someone's heart came out.
Interesting stuff going on.
That sounds like a pretty
I'll
cool
have
idea.
To check it out.
Pull the heart right out from between them titties.
I think it's called, it's like, I don't want to spoil it. It's sort of a prequel to Bickford Schmeckler's Cool Ideas. Check out that movie, by the way, and then watch Elfin Lied.
Isn't Bickford Schmeckler
Leeds Cool Ideas? What?
Isn't Bickford Schmeckler the guy who made all the tools on Tim Allen's show?
No, it's
Binford. That's
Binford.
Michael Binford.
Michael Binford?
I don't know.
Michael Binford, Bickford Schmeckler. We need a death match. There can only be one.
Harg Nolens. And I want to just reemphasize my favorite Adult Swim show of all time, Brad Neely's Harg Nolens Sklopio Peepio.
Yeah.
I really want to emphasize
that.
I've what
heard
a great
you say
show.
That so many times, and I just get mad every time.
Can you say
I just hate it.
Can you say that slowly?
That. No.
What was
again.
That?
Oh, if you're asking me, I'm being serious. Great show. Brad Neely's. Harg Nolan Sklopio Peepio.
Brad Neely's Hard Noggin.
Harg Nolan.
Harg Nolan Sklopio Peepio.
Sklopio Peepio.
Fuck. Brad.
Brad Neely's.
Brad Neely's.
Brad Neely, the creator. Brad Neely's.
Hold on. Sean, can you say it? No, all right. Brad Neely's
Hard Nolan Sklopio Peepio.
See, you watched
I'm
it.
Too fucked up to say that.
It is the worst name.
I've already brought that up before, but that was an Adult Swim show that was really, really lampooned like TV culture, and it was going to be called TV Sucks. And then at the last minute, they said, could you retitle it? And they said, oh, so we just came up with a name that just... would make you think, whoa, what is this show? Like, it made no sense, and they should have called it TV Sucks.
They really should have gone with TV Sucks,
right?
That's not, really
if
funny.
If I heard a new show, I think, Sean, you said that to me once. You were like, if I heard there was a new show called TV Sucks, I would have at least checked out.
I would have checked it out.
Right? But
I will guarantee you, I'll put my life on it. Uh-oh. I hear that name, Brad's whatever, and I'm like, I'm never, ever going to give this a chance. Ever.
I think now would be a good time to unveil your shirt for this evening, Sean.
Oh.
So before you come in here with that Brad Neely Sclopio Slolio shit.
He can't take it. Tell me the title of this fucking show.
He's not even ready to watch Bobo Bobo Bobo.
Yeah.
No.
Sean, have you watched Bobo 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 Bobo?
Mm.
And now is when we try to decide if Sean thinks we're joking or if we're real. Because that is a real show.
Cool.
That is not a joke.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, you get a chance. Like, we've worked our whole careers, 18 years now. Like, dude, one day it would be cool to get a TV show. Like,
I haven't worked my whole career, by the way.
That would be cool to do that. And then it's like, yo, you got your shot. What are you going to call it? And you come up with that. It's
Sean
like,
Chatfield's Hargnallan Sclopiope.
Like, what a fuck you to every hour you put into your career.
Hey. To be fair, though, Brad Neely had a lot of other stuff come out. China, Illinois was another show.
Yeah, I hear that name. I thought the person making this doesn't care, and neither do I.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
And to be fair, if we ever do get a show, it's going to have a stupid, horrible name.
No, like, it's going to have a great
name. It's going to be called TV Sucks, because that's not used yet.
A name means a lot to me. I think a cool title goes a long way. And even when we were coming up with that, that's why I always thought Mega 64 sounded cool. That's why I said we should call it Mega 64. And what a great name, isn't it? Now, if we were called, like, Chicken
Revenge Erection
Beak or something, I'm not going
to
elaborate more. You wouldn't think we were as good.
Your old website, Rocco Website O Insanity.
Yeah.
That's not good. Like, I mean, it's funny, but, like, that's for a show or a thing, like, no, like, you know.
I'm not going to bring that up. That was a low blow.
Yeah, that was a low blow.
Bringing up the high school website.
No. Whoa. I'm not insulting you, Rocco, because you weren't naming a TV show then. You were naming a dumb website. Website O Insanity. Fine, but I'm not going to wear a shirt that says Rocco Website O Insanity.
You know what, Sean? I didn't think Evil Ginger was that great.
I didn't make that.
I'll tell you. Yeah. Oh, you didn't make it? You're in it with your high school girlfriend. You guys are both in it.
Sean's old online journal, Sean's Lover. It's not a good name for a TV show. I just want to point out.
It's not.
Yeah, I remember Sean's Lover.
It wasn't a good.
Sean's Lover would be a good
Sean's
TV show.
Sean, your AOL screen name, Buff Guy Sean.
That was a joke.
It's kind of hacky. I don't know.
The badass.
It was a joke because I was so weak.
Put a name for a TV show.
You guys don't find
the irony in that? Buff Guy Sean.
You can't find the humor in that? I feel sorry for you.
Weren't you also at one point where you're like, cool guy?
Cool guy O2.
Dude, you and JD have so much
What's
in common.
What's the joke?
The joke was that's a fucking lame name. God,
It's over my head.
Yeah, the same excuse.
I believe what it was, to be real, Cool Guy O2, was there was another guy named, it was something, oh, God damn it, I wish I could remember.
Cool Guy O1.
It was like Awesome Guy O2, yeah. And so I want to be Cool Guy O2, making fun of this person.
You know, who was younger than Sean in high school and looked up to him.
No, that can't be possible.
And somebody who was overweight and noticed how fit he was. I never got the joke. He's like, I'm Buff Guy, Cool Guy Sean. Cool, nice to meet guy. You. And I'm like, you are nice. Yeah, I'm fat loser Derek. Let's be friends.
We were moving. I mean, no one gives a fuck about this conversation. But we were moving a piece of a set in theater. And I dropped it because it was too heavy. And then someone goes, oh, Buff Guy Sean. So then I made the screen name Buff Guy Sean because, like, that's fuck that guy. And then I just kept it, not thinking anything of it because I got it, but I get now that literally no one else gets this. It doesn't matter.
I remember being perched at the screen when AOL so I had it throughout the 90s. And then late 90s or early 2000s, they changed a rule where they could extend screen names. So, like, they could only be, like, 6 letters before, but now they were going to allow, like, 14 or something like that. I don't remember. But I remember midnight that night thinking, okay, I have to be on the PC because I'm going to reserve all these screen names and see if people will buy them off me or whatever. Like, PayPal me and I'll give you the access to the screen name. Because you could pick multiple screen names.
People used to do that. Remember they would get like Coke.com and then Coke have to pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So so that night I reserved Super Saiyan Goku. Like, ooh. I had, it was just a full name.
That was you, huh?
No abbreviations, no nothing. I got that screen name. I got, oh my God. I did Kentucky Fried Owl because I thought it was funny.
Highly coveted.
Yeah. But that's
that was the money maker.
I really think back to that, and I thought that was when I was like 13, 14, that was hilarious. But then I think back, and it's like nobody wanted that from me.
What else did you have? Do you remember?
It was all shit that I realized only I cared about.
Oh.
I think I want to say there was like a VR Trooper thing or something. You know, it's like no one on earth cares about this but me. Mm-hmm. But Super Saiyan Goku, I think someone did PayPal me like $25 or something.
Yeah,
which at the time was like $1 million. But now I think back, I could have held out.
Yeah, you could have fucked. I mean, if you still had that AIM name,
yeah,
you'd be making so much money.
Imagine what it'd be worth.
That guy could have got Kentucky Fried Owl.
That's worth Bitcoin right now. Yeah, I want to think about it.
Yeah, man, I miss AIM. I used AIM until the day it shut down. I still had enough people that I talked to on a daily basis that just had it. You would just have it running in the background on your Mac or whatever through a different application, and it just still used it. So I missed it.
You guys were like the only reason I used it.
Oh, really?
Right in the beginning of us hanging out, I started using AIM because you guys all still had screen names. I was like,
I can't, dude. Yeah. That was like high school. Like, if you didn't have AIM in high school, like, well, how are you talking to people? You can't use cell phones.
Yeah.
You gotta use AIM.
It really was. I can remember numerous times, like, leaving math class and stuff, and it was like, hey, yeah, we gotta figure this thing out, and we gotta do this and this, and figure out our physics project. Hey, you guys, you're gonna be on AIM later, right? You will all be on AIM? Great, perfect. You know, it was, seriously, it was like, I don't know how to reach you other than that. I mean, I can get your number, but it'd be way easier if we could all hop in, like, a chat room on AIM and do that. You know, anyway, it's weird. I knew it was out of date, like, when I was still using it at the end, but it was like, so what? It's here, you know? You could use it in other clients and things like that, so.
Yeah, it still worked towards the end, unlike Skype.
I mean, I remember we were in a hotel when they announced that it was going under, like, going down, and we all logged back in and started sending each other, like, stick fight and stuff.
Yeah! No.
It was only, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, because my first iPhone had the app for, like, I downloaded a client for it.
We used, I remember that day too. We all signed into our old screen names and changed our buddy icons to, like, you know, you could, it was like the AOL buddy, but then he'd be doing like Agent Smith shit and like Blink-182.
There was, Blink-182 or Green Day or Weezer. That was the shit.
But anyway, they added all the sound effects from AIM to, you can download them on the iTunes store or whatever and apply them to your phone. So I still have those.
Nice.
I still carry on its memory.
The good old days.
Thank you, AIM.
Glory days. Well, back when I was young, 20 years ago, we had AIM. Can you believe it's been 20 years since that time?
No.
Now they got WhatsApp.
No, really,
time
I can't.
Time flies. Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Where are the old guys?
I mean, you're joking, but I think it's kind of true.
I was thinking today about Resident Evil 4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's how old I am.
Whoa, you played that.
that was my peak Resident Evil fandom, Resident Evil 4. I was thinking about how scary that opening scene in the village was, where you see the guys on fire. Mm-hmm. That's so cool.
Where's everybody going? Bingo.
Yeah.
Now, we're on the cusp of Resident Evil 8.
Yeah.
Wait. How long ago was Resident Evil 4? Was that 2005?
It was January 05. Oh.
So it's been 15 years and we're only 4 games later.
I think that's 16 years.
That's crazy. 16 years. We're averaging a game every 4 years.
Wow.
Imagine if it was made by the, like, Assassin's Creed team. You could have said, you know, there'd been 27 games since then, or at least 15.
Yeah. And if it was CD Projekt Red, we'd be getting Resident Evil 5 right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Resident Evil 8 tonight, and we're going to talk about Cyberpunk tonight. We're going to talk about video games. Deal with it.
Yeah.
Sorry, we do that.
Sorry, guys.
You know,
that's it.
I think, Garrett, I think you're the only one here playing Cyberpunk, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for the game to come out before I play it.
Yeah, wait for the play. Definitely wait for the play date.
You came in here furious tonight, like, I'm gonna rip these guys apart. Yeah. I don't know if you still want to.
Well,
but
we should preface, this as well, that when they announced, yo, this game is so messed up, PlayStation is pulling it from the store.
Yes.
Garrett went, oh, I've got to get to GameStop now. And he went down so he could get a physical copy before anybody stopped selling it. And
that is true.
And Garrett,
I
told me.
I didn't know what was going to happen.
With jubilation, you were like, no, I can play it. I'll pop it in now. Hopefully they'll fix it later, but I'm happy to experience it the way it is now because it'll never be like that again. You had a sort of excitement, a glint in your eye.
I thought it was funny, all the glitches and the T-posing and like textures not loading.
Yeah.
It was kitschy and funny. It reminded me of the old like Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but now the fact that they won't fix it, I mean, it's not going to be fixed until like December, right? Like, that's
Who knows at this point, because the game just keeps getting worse. Yeah. It was for me on PlayStation 5. I've been playing it on all the normal settings. And it's playable for up to about 20 minutes at a time. And then there'd be like a crash. Now, sometimes I'd get lucky and I'd be like, damn, I've been playing for like 2 hours. This is great.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of doing side missions, getting used to the story, but kind of staying away from main story missions. Because honestly, that's where like some stuff isn't playing in the right audio channels, or the game's glitchy and I don't want to experience that much of the story that way. So I was mainly doing side missions and stuff. And it worked. It was like, you know, a functional game. But yeah, patch
You were saying for a couple weeks, like, it crashes every 20 minutes, but I'm still playing it and enjoying it.
Because I'll sit down at the end of the night and go, like, all right, I'm going to get about 20 minutes in, and I'll play until it crashes, and then I'm going to bed. So I'll do that, grind a little side mission here. I play for the fashion of it, and I do enjoy the story.
Yeah.
But finding these gangs throughout the city and, like, hacking them all up, I go in like a fucking ninja, just silently throwing knives and getting stealth kills. I'm getting all this like excitement from collecting items and upgrading the armor, wearing all the different clothes. Like, I'm enjoying it. Really relaxing for 20 minutes at a time. Now the game is fucking broken.
Yeah, why are you mad all of a sudden?
Patch 1.1 came out, which I was like,
so this is a new patch. Yeah.
Yeah. I came in yesterday to download it, and brought my PlayStation back home to start playing it, and immediately noticed, like, something's wrong. There's a phone call that just stays in the corner of the screen the whole time, so you can't answer your phone to do any other missions. You can't save the game or save your progress because you're in a call. You can't do half of the things that use the square button because that's how you interact with the phone. And it's just this game locking bug that happened to be on the mission that I was at. So I've looked online and basically saw like other people having this issue on Twitter. I'm just waiting now, I guess, again for another update.
Is the solution like start your game over, basically?
It sounds like I could go back to previous saves and maybe this won't happen. But I've experimented by going back like a couple hours. And if I go back too far, I'm like losing a shit ton of progress I don't want to lose.
Yeah.
So my hope, when I went back like maybe an hour in the game, it's still same thing. This fucking Tekamura motherfucker calls me up, just looks at me. It's like the episode of Mega 64 with Benny, and he just stares at you.
He's just there in the corner.
Hey, asshole.
Oh, because you can't hang up on him?
Can't use your double jump anymore, can you? Oh, your fucking cybernetic arms don't work anymore. Like, the game is just kind of, I fucked up too, because I think twice I spent maybe like 20 minutes like, oh, at least I can do my crafting. I can level up this clothing. Let me deconstruct all this stuff and move my inventory around. You know how I am in the attaché cases, speaking of Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
I was having like a blast doing that and then realized, oh, you can't save. And then the game crashed. And
oh, it's cool.
Like, that so happened twice. That.
Oh, great.
So it's like, okay, stop playing in your backpack. Stop fucking with your inventory. I've got to just wait for the next patch because,
oh my gosh.
I don't know. How did they make the game worse? I've been holding off talking shit. I really haven't joined in yet. I don't want to beat a dog when it's down.
Yeah.
But CD Projekt Red.
You bought it. I just can't. You went to go buy the game when you heard it was the most broken. And now you're telling me stories of how it's broken. It's like, I don't know what to tell you.
It was fun broken until last night when I updated patch 1.1.
Oof, well.
Now, other people I've talked to and heard from played on a regular PlayStation 4 and had very little problems.
Yeah, I think it helped them.
It's the PlayStation 4 version.
I should take it and put it on my PS4 and actually play it on the console it was made for. Maybe it'll work.
Can you send a save back? Like, if you're playing through the game on a PS5, can you upload the save and get it on a 4? Oh.
Yeah, probably.
That happened with Red Dead. I was going back and forth, and I think it was saving it. Nice.
So, I don't know if I'm just a rare case. Like, yo, I was in the middle of this story mission when I decided to update, and now I'm fucked.
Maybe you can send it to the PS4, end the phone call, and then send it back to the PS5.
This is like also a like download of 160 gigs or something like that. It's like this been so messy.
This just gets better and better.
Yeah, it's over for me. I'm just gonna wait like our video states for the play date now. I shouldn't have waited for the play date. I did have fun. I really was having fun with like T-posing. Just random.
What's T-posing? I don't know what that
is. It's when you'd be walking down the street and the characters will just like and like stand up straight and they'll be like riding a motorcycle down the street like this.
It's like a default pose, Sean, when they're programming the game. They'll have characters in that default pose and then they pose them from there.
Oh, the best.
Well, something
part.
Is bugging and they reset to
the best, action. Sean. My favorite glitch was every time I loaded in and out of the inventory, it would flash my character's pussy hair for like a second. Just like wait, bush.
What?
And then,
what?
Yeah, it was
they because the clothes wouldn't load. Name that the Garrett glitch.
That was awesome.
In honor of Garrett's favorite glitch.
Sometimes my titty would be hanging out of like it would poke through the jacket, so you just see a nipple.
Dude. How long did you make the hair? Cool. It was coming out of the clothes.
Dude, the customization is sick. It's very top notch.
How long did you make
it? I'm really upset that now like. I have nothing to fucking use my PlayStation 5 for.
Yeah, I can't adjust that pussy hair anymore.
I should. Maybe I make a new character and on PS4 and just start all over.
Well, on that subject, I was feeling the same way. I was, this is kind of what happens. The first year of a console, there's like some things here and there, but you kind of have to wait for like, okay, when's the big stuff really coming or whatever. And yeah, I had kind of completed everything I had for PS5, and I'm like, oh, damn, there's kind of, all right. I do have the new Xbox now. Mm. I have Xbox Series X. I replaced my previous one. I think I already mentioned I had played the latest Gears of War, and I had, I had some other stuff that I played on there, like Red Dead Redemption 2. I had played on Xbox, Xbox One X. So my game is still on there. It looks incredible on the new Xbox. And just this last week, I was messing with it a lot. And I honestly had this thought, like PlayStation is definitely, as a platform, is probably my favorite, in terms of what it gets and the types of games that I like, they all go to PlayStation. So, but as of right now, like
the big announcement,
the box on just like the hardware on the shelf, I was about to say, I think the Xbox right now is better. Wow. Just the hardware, like just speaking of like, it's not crashing. It's not going through all these like
this is what I'm hearing.
Hardware woes and stuff like that. Now, again, like that's just right now. Like all these exclusives and things are going to go to PlayStation. And then after a while, none of this will matter. But right now it was like, hey, they made a really solid thing here and it's got backwards compatibility with everything. And like, okay, that's really cool. And just as I thought that to myself, this thing, did you guys hear what happened in the last couple days with them?
I did hear about it.
Xbox Live.
So already the consoles, at this point, all of them, they all charge for online.
Yeah.
So with Xbox, Xbox Live Gold, it's $59.99 for a year to play online and all that. PlayStation Plus, $59.99 for a year. But you get other stuff with it too. But it's always looked a little awkward. I know there's a lot of people who play on PC and like they're not paying for online ever. It was always a little awkward, but they try to make it worth it with the games and stuff like that they give you. And I think with PlayStation Plus, I've gotten a lot of great games through that. So,
I've
had a pretty
Bloodborne.
Good experience. Xbox Live, I've had, I think, on auto renew since like the day it came out, like 2001 or something. I think we talked about that.
Yeah.
We had like, Garrett, we had like expired credit cards and
sure.
still finding ways to do that.
It would just be active. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, they announced the other day, all right, we are going to raise the price. It's now going to be $59.99 every 6 months. And it's like, that's not even a price raise. That's straight up double. That's double. Like, you're not even going like, okay, well, it's going to be $10 more. We're sorry. It was a full-on double. Yeah. And people were just like, you have got to be kidding. Like, this cannot be real. And not only that, but like these free to play games, like is I honestly don't
Fortnite?
Know. Is Fortnite free to a free to play game? I don't know.
It must be.
Yeah, I think so.
It is.
Okay, yeah. There's various free to play games. You need Xbox Live Gold to play that on Xbox. They require that. So they doubled the price on all of that. Some people said maybe it was an attempt to get people to get the Game Pass thing, which is like $15 a month. Or something like that.
I think it's Joe Biden cracking down on gamer Americans.
Yeah, there it is. Week one.
To be honest.
Yeah, but
what do you expect?
Anyway, so they did that, and then literally 9 o'clock that night, you guys, we messed up, and you were right to call us out on it. We're sorry about that. We are going to take this back right now, and we apologize for that. We never should have done this, and you were right to tell us about it.
It
was just like, what is happening?
Pathetic. It's so fucking lame. Because... they knew people would be mad.
Yeah.
When they announced this, like they didn't think that we weren't going to figure it out. Like we can't do math and figure out what they did, and they did it anyways. And then when people were really mad, it's like, oh, sorry guys, like, what the fuck are you doing?
But it's
either
that
stick to your guns and charge that much, or never do this to begin with.
And the thing is there were a lot of people saying, well, yeah, it makes Game Pass more appealing because that's 15 a month. Yeah, but that's 180 a year, isn't it? Or what is the math on that?
Well, I'm
15
not a...
times 12, I don't know, whatever.
Nice.
But that's more
even than I'm willing to pay.
That's even more. And if you're just wanting to play like a couple games online, it wasn't a better deal.
Microsoft coming out like, we know you got an extra $60 a year lying around right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
This is the time. We're jacking it up.
Even if you want to raise it $10, it's like, and people will be upset about the $10, but they probably would have paid it.
But
I'd get mad when Netflix raises their price $1.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I was thinking today, when I signed up for Netflix, it was $6. I'm paying $14 now.
Remember
fuck
that?
That.
And if you want to incentivize people to go over to the Game Pass thing, just end the live subscription. Like, end that. Yeah, sorry, you have to pay the $15 a month thing. Because... The Game Pass is a great deal. Like, don't get me wrong, it's a really good deal.
Thank you, Larry.
But like, then just end one and have people do that. It by doubling the price, it was just a shit show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a shit show, and now you look weak and dumb.
So yeah, it was just a reminder. Like again, like I think they made really great hardware, and it all works really well. But it reminded that as soon as I thought like maybe I'm enjoying my time with this. I just got reminded, like, what a weird atmosphere that system has. So
anyway. Yeah, because they don't, they've never known what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah,
like they've never.
It always felt like a total lack of confidence in everything they did.
It's always befuddled.
Yeah,
just but, I don't know.
You know, they still have some good stuff going on, but I was like just mesmerized.
Xbox 360 was cool.
Yeah,
it was.
360 they had it,
was
man.
Tight. I'm hooking that back up.
Yeah,
dude.
Come out with Xbox 362.
I was sent a guitar from Grant.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And today I played Beatles Rock Band, and all six of us had our own thing.
Wow.
And it was fucking great.
Dang, that's
360.
Great.
That
is.
It was awesome.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah, 360 rules.
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you, Grant.
That's
thanks,
amazing.
Man. Yeah, and thank you everyone else who reached out because a lot of people was like, "I'll give you one." Like a lot of people are very, very generous.
Bringing the family together.
I know, but it was fun. It was super fun.
Back to PS5 and back to Resident Evil, as Derek brought up.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pin this on me.
I think we did. Sorry. I didn't mean to.
Bring her up.
This is your topic now.
Let's talk about the 8-foot tall elephant in the room.
Let's talk about let's talk about the 9-foot tall sexy elephant
in
the room right now.
Mama.
I've been locked up at home for a long time. The Resident Evil 8 demo did go up. The Maiden demo went up within like 2 minutes of it going up. Sean and I were streaming it.
That was so
like,
cool.
We saw that. It was just like, oh, we're here right now. Like, let's do this.
It. I was thinking that later cool. That night, Rocco, we have the best fucking job. Like, I really was like, how cool is it that we're like, oh, this is out. Let's play it right now. And people can watch us. And then this is my job today.
That was fun.
That was fun.
And also my favorite part of that experience was Sean playing through it going, guys, I don't know where any of the key. I don't know where the key is. I don't know where any of this stuff is. Can anyone in the chat help me? Can you please just tell me where it is? And the chat's going, Sean, no one, Sean, you're the first to play it. No one's, going on here. And somebody in the chat said, you're going to have to watch someone else's Twitch stream that's happening right now. Just flip over to someone else's channel.
Just walk around, open the drawers. They kept
looking to the chat for help, and they're like, I don't know, man.
I figured it out. I did figure it out.
You got to the end?
Yeah, I got to the end.
All right.
But yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was no combat, but it was exploring this creepy ass place. Visually was incredible.
Yeah.
Talking about Resident Evil 4, I mean, totally reminiscent of like the architecture and stuff in that, like back in this kind of European nightmare zone. So it was cool. I've shared my theory with you guys. I'm going to share it here now. I mean, I think a lot of people have already heard the rumors about the RE4 remake, but I really think this was part of their master plan. You set the game in this kind of place, and then in this engine, you can make all those assets and all those types of environments that are very reminiscent of 4, and then you have laid the groundwork for a remake of 4, which I'm definitely in the camp of, like, you don't need to remake that. It's totally playable. Still, you know, there's certain games that are tied to old hardware, and it's like, man, I wish they would give that another shot. 4 is not one of those for me. However, if I'm like them and I was like a businessman working at Capcom, I'd be like, yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody who wouldn't check that out.
What
you
if
know
they
what I mean?
Like, remake it? What if they remake 4 in the first person perspective, like this kind of new style?
I don't think they would do that.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't think they would?
That's too risky.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when we talked about earlier, Derek mentioned how old Resident Evil is, and it's like, I've been such a fan of the original franchise.
Yeah.
And how I was thinking about this today when I was playing the Maiden demo. Yeah. It's like, I've never played a game franchise that's changed the camera orientation so many times.
Yeah.
It went from the third person to like the over the shoulder third person to first person.
Well, you mean it went from fixed camera?
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, fixed camera. I'm fucking forgetting about my favorite tank controls and like fixed camera.
There may be an option for first person, so they could have VR. But other than that, I think they're going to stick with third person.
Oh, you think so? I like third person much more. Personally.
Yeah, I would rather have third person. But I remember going to their GDC talk about RE7 and I remember the guy there saying, like, we kind of look at these games like trilogies. You know, and we did those first three. They were, fixed camera, very tight, you know, kind of directing. And then you had 4, 5, and 6 take on this action third person perspective. And now we're in this kind of creepy first person thing.
Yeah.
And Johnny brought this up, and it's a good point. We were talking about it. It's in a weird, I'm curious to see how this goes, because it's in a weird spot where 7 came out and it was kind of like, oh, we don't know anything about this. Who am I playing as? I honestly don't know. Why are they here? What are they doing? There was a lot of mystery around it, and you're just in this house with kind of no direction. With this game, it's weird because they're kind of like in the presentation, they were like, yo, you're Ethan again from RE7. Ethan's back. I'm like, okay. Do I really know who Ethan is? Like, okay, you know, they're kind of making it out to be he's like a bigger deal. Oh, yeah.
They don't even show the character's
face. You love Ethan, right? I guess. Okay. But then they're bringing back elements of 4. You know, they showed the attaché case in the trailer that they, or the presentation or whatever. They showed a lot more elements from the older games, but it's still in this first person thing as this guy. And I wonder if it's going to be in a weird midsection of those things. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have the element of surprise they had on the last one. And I wonder if playing this new one is going to be like, man, just, you know, make this, give me like third person. Let me just play as one of these guys. Or if it's going to maintain that kind of mystery. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking about this morning, was like, how many, you know, styles of camera angle they've changed from, and how many are we getting, like the Ethan trilogy? Because they don't even show this dude's face.
Yeah.
And they're all first person. Well, this next one will be. But does he get a third game and then we go back to... I was trying to think that. Like, when do we go back to a third person, or when do we...
Or what would be the next thing if they do a new camera thing for the next few games? What is it going to be? Second person? Or no, what?
Third person.
Was 7 only first person?
Yeah, it was only first person.
And so is 8. Is that right?
It seems that way.
They showed gameplay for the first
time. Do we have confirmation on VR support? Or I thought no.
No, they haven't said anything.
Gotcha.
Well, no. It was cool. I mean, yeah. I definitely dug it. The graphics look incredible to me. It to me was like the first time I played like a real PS5 thing.
Yeah. It's actually native 4K 60 frames a second.
Damn, it is. Yeah, it did look good.
It was really impressive.
Look gory.
And terrifying when you started to see people like walk down the hallway and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
See, I love playing these games. I get scared a lot with everything, but for some reason these games don't really get me. And I just like burst into a room like, hello, I'm here. And then
see,
like,
they stress me out. I gotta like, I'm much happier like watching you do that.
Yeah, you watch me do that, but then like, I know that you hate, you want me to slowly creep into the room, but I'm like, boom, hello.
Yeah, I just permanently hate jumpy shit. So I'm just like, okay, go in there, but like, careful.
You're scaring the zombies.
Slow.
Yeah, they don't see me coming.
Sean would just kick into the door, hello. It's like, please. Please just go slow.
Zombies are off
guard.
Just go
slow.
The door like a fucking jump scare.
Jesus.
But
I didn't play it. I haven't played it or experienced it. I've seen screen caps.
The Maiden demo.
The hot babes in it.
They
and
are
let
hot.
Me say.
Right?
One of them looks just like my girlfriend. And I'm feeling lucky
That's
for this
awesome.
Halloween. I think I'm going to force the costume on her. Just kidding.
Cosplay ideas.
I know she's watching right now, shaking her head.
Saying, nope.
Can't believe you said that on camera. I didn't play 7 either because they're too scary for me.
Yeah, I had to watch Sean play through it here. And then it was like, okay, I can play it at home because I know what happens.
I fell off with number 6. And then Raccoon City Stories, which was so awful.
Yeah, that game sucked.
Oh, my God. That kind of ruined my Resident Evil fandom. Honestly, sure. I don't think I ever played another Resident Evil game since then.
Yeah. I really like 7. I thought that was great.
Yeah, 7 was great. Yeah.
It was
but,
scary.
But it was too stressful for me to do that on my own. Like I don't deal... I'm kind of on the same page with you, Derek, with horror games. Like, sometimes they are too much. And that one was, like... I thought it was great, the direction they took with it. But for me, it was just like, okay, I'm really stressed out. Okay, like I said, had to watch Sean play it.
It's funny because, like, now that the graphics are so good, you talk about the intro to RE4, and this one, it's like, you're in this, like, torture chamber, and you just, like, see so many fucked up torture devices, and it's like, man, this is fucked up. And
it's not good, I'll say that.
It's just nonstop of, like, this, like... body parts and blood everywhere and needles, and it's like, oh my God, like, I don't know, maybe it does make you uncomfortable.
Couldn't they make it a nicer place?
Make it not so scary.
Body horror.
I remember back in the day people saying Resident Evil 4 was like, oh, this is the least scariest one so far. And I have always and still do thought that for me is my perfect level of horror. 4 is now 5 and 6 got fucking silly,
yeah,
but 4
oh God, they are.
is for me my comfortable amount. I'm still kind of like, you know, you start seeing regenerators and these little bug fellas, you know, you're just like, okay, that's a little much for me. But just kind of going around in these creepy locales and you don't really know what they're trying to say to you and where, you know, you get just getting lost in these places as opposed to like a really dark house, I can't handle that. But
well, they also
was like perfect for me.
In 7 they had this like, you know, creepy like trailer trash family of cannibals, and the mom was all about bugs, and being a bug lady, which I know just might get to you.
I don't care about digital bugs.
That doesn't get to you.
No.
Okay, it has to be a real bug.
Do you remember there was a friend of ours that when we go on the Indiana Jones ride, he always thought I wasn't going to be able to handle the projection on the wall with the bugs. Who was there for that? Sean,
I was there
you?
For that. Yeah, it was me.
Yeah, there's a friend that every time was like, Rocco, duck down right now. I was like, I know what's coming up. It's all good. Oh, are you sure?
I wouldn't
you're
warn
be okay?
you.
Yeah. What?
I wouldn't want to warn you. I'd want to watch your reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Yuck it up.
But anyway, no.
Trying to protect him on the Disneyland.
Yeah, he's
ride,
being...
Because
you know?
This new girl's got a bug theme going on, too.
Yeah.
One of these vampire daughters.
No, I'm fine with that.
I can't wait for this new setting because I'm way more into like...
Because he's horny, dog.
Sexy vampire bitches. Yeah.
Dude, your cyberpunk glitches and now this. I don't know.
Big Daddy was like, your main villain was like, no big deal. whoever
big
this
mommy.
Gigantic Ooh, mommy is, yeah. The internet seems to be going wild.
And I do, there are some people I follow on Twitter and stuff that are like, are people serious about like, they're like horny for this woman that's chasing you around? And I must reemphasize.
You don't understand.
Everyone has been inside a long time.
Dude, well, you remember?
I have to clarify and reemphasize.
Do you remember how I felt about Calypso from the Pirates of the Caribbean
films?
Oh, she
got real big.
Oh, she got huge.
Dude.
Now, if this vampira can grow any larger, I'll be waiting with bated breath.
I mean, do you not understand, dudes? I think you could do any digital representation of a female in a horror game, and some dude will be horny for it.
Yeah.
No matter
what. How we get killed first.
Silent Hill.
I'm trying to think of the last time I've seen Garrett so excited and happy, and I don't know if I can. I think this is it, Garrett. Like, at least this past whole year.
They dated it. It's May.
I really think she's going to be the Mr. X of this game. I really think that. Uh-oh. I really think they sat down and went, okay, this big thing chasing you was so classic in, you know, these other games.
She's going to come step
What
on
do
you.
We do with this one? What's like the counterpart to that? Oh,
no.
Tall, sexy
comes.
Woman.
She's lacing up her heels.
Yeah,
she's
going to
come step
thank
on
you,
me.
Thank you, mistress. Thank you. Thank you. Who
posted online? There was a video they posted of me and Resident Evil 8, and it was someone running down the beach. Oh, no. Stop. Don't chase me.
Yeah.
Stop. Oh, no. I'm falling down. Stop. Anyway. I never thought, Derek, that I would hear on tonight's podcast. What was the quote you just said? Do you not understand boobs? So I think you said something to that effect.
I said dudes.
Oh,
but
dudes.
Boobs is funny.
Yeah.
Well, either
good.
Way. Yeah. Either way, it was a good quote. I like the quote.
I like the quote.
I like the tune.
No, but the memes of this new antagonist is pretty good.
I haven't seen any memes of her.
Oh, that's all my Twitter feed is.
No, I'm
mine's
still
only
looking
Bernie.
At Bernie in the
is Bernie
chair.
And nothing
oh,
else?
We never see that again.
I even posted one. I didn't make it. I posted it and I liked it. And then I went to bed and the next morning I'm like, oh my God, it's literally everything now.
You're
like,
part of the problem.
I'm part of the problem.
I was good with that for one day.
Yeah, for a day.
And then day two, I saw like one that was funny, but then after I was like, all right, we are done. Somebody did on the second day, I think somebody put him in Gendo's place in Evangelion. And I was like, all right, you can live. But then after that, I was done.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There were some clever ones.
But there's still more like today. You know,
Bernie memes are fine with me. I like Bernie Sanders.
Sure.
Keep on posting Bernie memes.
Just so
I don't get as angry about memes as you guys. I don't know.
I think I'm not.
Maybe I should.
No, Derek, let me tell
you
why
not.
The Bernie meme didn't make me angry.
It didn't make me angry, but I thought, wow, I've seen this a lot.
It got too big that you could tell it was being infiltrated by normie culture, and that's where the anger comes from.
Derek, you're right. Why am I so angry about these things? What is that? Because it doesn't matter.
I think there's a larger issue here.
There is a larger issue because it's just a fun thing. We're having fun here. Yeah, you want to put him in cast of a shot of Golden Girls? Go right ahead. That's fine.
I saw him here on our set, on our podcast.
Yeah.
That's when I posted. I liked it.
See, the one that made me laugh the hardest was that somebody posted it on Twitter and said, no, Bernie, no, don't do it. And they put them in the... at the park during the Evangelion filming when Garrett was pulling up and they put him in my seat when Jesus. Like in the lawn chair when he was about to go up and tell him he's late.
Bernie was
that one made me laugh.
Why do people think that he's upset? I just think he's cold.
He's cold. He's not upset.
Some people seem to think he's upset that he
has
to
be
there.
Because he'll never be fucking president now because he's old as shit. Because
they...
And this was his chance.
It should be him.
He could still win.
You know, I can only imagine how great the inauguration speech would have been if it was Bernie up there.
Mm. That would have been sick.
Like, as of today, we're going to take all of Jeff Bezos's money, redistribute it to every college student in America out there.
Yeah.
Free healthcare for everyone as of today.
Free Xbox
the
Live.
Billionaire class of 1%ers in this country are no longer going to profit off of the crime of abusing the poor people. It would have been spectacular.
That would have been good.
All of that was channeled in that pose, that posture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
That's
one...
what. That, honestly, I think that's what I get from it. What could have been?
Yeah,
it's worth 1,000 words.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways. Mm. Joe Biden's cool. He wants to fist bump everybody. That's cool too. fist bump America, man.
I tried to stream stream the morning during the inauguration stuff, and I was gonna have like a split screen, like a sick ass game, and then
that would've been great.
The inauguration. But none of the times that I was given matched up. Like, I turned it on, and he's like halfway through his boring ass speech, he's mumbling about freedom. Or
it
something.
It went on all day.
Yeah, it was all day.
J Lo was there.
Yeah,
she woke up. What did J-Lo? She
wear? Up the song.
What did she wear?
Dude, she wore like a golden white fucking gown. She looked like an angel descending from heaven.
Okay.
A-Rod was there.
She sang "America the Beautiful," but then she shouted out all this shit in Spanish. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
You should have done Jenny from the Block.
I liked "America the Beautiful." What was all that shit at the end?
Where's the subtitles?
Yeah, I didn't know. Was that a bunch of heinous shit?
Yeah.
Did she say "fuck Donald Trump" in Spanish?
Was that America?
It's not the time. I don't know.
Yeah,
now
it's not. It's time for unity.
Yeah. And then Lady Gaga sang.
She sang.
What did she sing? I don't remember.
She sang the national anthem.
Paparazzi.
Oh, yeah. It was so forgettable. I forgot it was the national anthem. Oh, God.
Yeah, it was putting me to sleep.
Yeah, she had a golden microphone, too. And I was thinking, like,
extravagant.
Yeah, can I have that when you're done? Golden microphone.
Does that have really good audio quality?
Yeah. Cool. It's made out of gold. It seemed a little extra.
Nice.
They were looking fabulous, though, the dresses.
I thought so in the coat game.
I got bored with all that, so I ended up ranking sandwiches.
I saw that, yeah.
I did a sandwich ranking. Ruben's pretty high up there.
Yeah, right. Monte Cristo, though.
Monte Cristo, you don't always want that, so I lowered it.
You don't always want that?
You know what I mean? If you have that every day, you feel like dying. But, you know, now and then. Anyway, I don't know what Biden said.
I've never eaten so many Monte Cristos, I felt like dying.
No, that's what I'm saying. But no, you shouldn't. Exactly. You wouldn't even think to do that. That's
you don't
why
want to get
you can't
to that
rank
point.
That at the top.
Yeah.
You can't rank it at the top because it's too good.
It's too good.
Yeah, because you have it once, and it's like, all right, in a year, I'll have another one.
It's too tempting.
I don't think I've had a Monte Cristo in a decade, and I am jonesing for
it. Yeah, I don't think I've had one since I was like 12 years old.
I was with you, Rocco.
They're good. But I just always feel like I'm dead after a year.
What's that fucking Bennigan's? That's gone now.
Yeah, they're out of business.
Where do you get a Monte Cristo even? Where do you even buy
Disneyland,
Monte Cristo?
Bro.
You got to make your own.
You have to pay for an annual pass.
I'm going to give you the cool guy answer. You make your own.
Oh, I'll do that.
Disneyland. Come on.
It's cheaper to just get one at Disneyland. By the time I fucked my kitchen up so bad, it would have cost me less.
Shit.
Well, that's why you got Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do it.
You got to go to Disney World, though.
Man, Sawyer got a cookbook for Christmas, and it's like fun recipes for kids and grown-ups to cook together. And so she was really excited to cook all this stuff. And so she's picking stuff out, and like I have to go to the store to get this. Like I don't have like canned diced tomatoes. Like I don't have all this stuff. So I'm going to make the stuff, and then like we make it together, and then everyone takes a bite. I don't like this. Like, well, I didn't want to even make this. Like,
fuck.
It's fine, I guess, but like
that was wholesome until the last
part. Shot of your shirt, please.
That was so wholesome. So warm. Thank you for the shirt.
I didn't want to make this either.
I was just thinking, like, man, that's
I didn't choose this.
It's so nice. They're cooking together. He's getting all these ingredients.
I mean, they still have fun, but it's just that first bite. It's like,
ew. Yeah, she's like, you know what? Tuna tartare sucks.
Yeah,
actually.
I wouldn't have made you a chicken tortilla soup. I wouldn't have made that for you because I don't think you would have liked it, but we made it. I liked it. It was fine.
Do they have like grilled cheese in there or anything? Or
yeah, yeah.
That's why you got to get them a cookbook for baking because who doesn't like cookies?
That's not that
yeah.
smart.
It's
baking.
Sugar. That's like every kid will like anything out of that.
Yeah. Good point.
But then your kids are constantly like, let's bake a cake. Let's bake cookies. Let's do cheesecake today,
that's
Dad.
True.
I don't want ice cream.
I mean, today I spent like an hour making homemade mac and cheese. They took a bite and said, I like the box version better. I'm like, of course I like the box version better. Kraft figured it out.
Kraft figured
Kraft
it
nailed
out.
It. They nailed it 35
Why
years
am ago. I making this? Oh, I'm doing.
I think you need to give less of a shit. That's my suggestion. Just next time, be like, I want to make this. Be like, nah.
No, you'll hate it.
You ain't going to like it. I know you. I know you very well.
I know you very well. You're not going to like
this. Yeah, the answer is no.
Can they tell they hurt your feelings when they say, I don't like this?
When I make something, like I spend all day on it and make it, I think they, they do a thumbs up program where they go like this, like this is good, obviously bad, and then like they do a lot of like,
oh, try to let you
like,
down.
Hey, this sucks. I know it. This might hurt my feelings. Easy. You know, they do that for me. Yeah, whatever.
Brutal.
They're honest.
Kids are brutally
honest.
Kids are honest.
They'll tell you what they think.
What's your favorite thing that you cook? Like, what's something that's like a hit?
Their favorite thing is when I make chicken and dumplings. But that's just in the crock pot. That's easy. And that is good, though. I'm good at that. Dude, I think my cooking game in this past quarantine has been like upped for sure, because I cook every meal now, so I really figured it out.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The only thing is I cook the same like 10 things. I'm getting a little sick of it. I gotta figure out a new thing.
I mix it up, garbage and like gourmet.
Mm.
Like I go to Starbucks and get a breakfast sandwich every day, which is the shittiest way to start your day.
Sure.
But then I finish it off with like a gourmet meal.
What's a gourmet meal that you're making?
I like recently I've been doing like sweet potato meat pies.
Oh, that sounds really
good. Yeah, where I'll make like a meat pie filling and then I'll mash a sweet potato and like put that in the bowl and then fill it with the meat pie filling.
Ooh.
Is choice.
Got onions
in there?
That sounds
good.
Dude, yeah. I process a full onion, then throw it in the oil, and that's my starter for the meat paste.
I knew it. Oh, that sounds good.
Well, we should do a cooking podcast.
We should.
You and me.
Let's
do it.
We
get like a TV burner in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That happen.
That'd
we
be
did
sick.
We did the grill off. I kind of feel like that said it all, really. I mean,
well, I mean, you kind of outdid us because you put like a whole rack of pastrami on there straight out of the package, and we couldn't really compete with that.
And every cheese. I mean, what more do you need? You got every cheese.
Yeah.
Game over.
You dominated the grill off so completely, I don't even think you laid food on the grill. still won.
Didn't need to.
Yeah.
My grill hasn't been the same since that grill off.
Good. It's hard to, you know, I raised the bar.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Didn't I get special barbecue meat? Oh, that was the...
That was fun.
That was a fun time, yeah.
Yeah, I miss grilling.
I wish we could grill again.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that propane tanks expire?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I did not know that until I filled mine up, and the guy looked very concerned.
Really?
And he was just like, oh.
He's like, this thing's going to kill you.
This is the last time for this, because it's like, oh, fuck. I don't
know. Oh, the tank itself?
The tank itself.
Oh, I thought you meant just like the gas.
That's why we have swap programs and stuff.
Oh.
Like yeah, I just when it's empty, what do you do with it?
I swap the silt. When mine's empty, I go swap it out in front of like the Walmart or the gas station or wherever they have the exchange.
No. Well, they're not going to exchange this thing.
They'll exchange it and recycle it.
They do.
Okay.
You go to a place that fills your old one?
Yeah.
Sounds illegal.
No, it's up the street from my... It's like a gas station by my house.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like
I know...
A guy named Mike up the street. He's cool.
I know places that do that, but typically, yeah, it's just a exchange program.
Oh, because like to do it, it costs like $6, and they can fill you up, and you go on with your day.
No, I don't know.
Anyways, up to my expiration date, I think it was like 2005 was when this thing expired, so...
Oh, no.
Damn.
I didn't realize. Anyways,
I'll get you the hookup on that. I know
an
automated place.
Ooh,
I used to go.
Very disappointed.
If you go at night, the gas station worker's like, oh, sorry, they're out or whatever, because they don't want to go outside and like unlock the cage. Mm. But then I found a place that has automated one. It's like a touch screen.
Yeah,
and you just put your credit card in and a door opens and then you put the empty one in. So we could put your expired empty one in, Sean, and get you a brand spanking new one.
That sounds like some Death Stranding shit.
Yeah. It felt like that. It's cool.
Sean's experience with the tank is like when I got my battery changed out on my first car. It just never failed on me. And then one day I was driving and car turned off. And then, yeah, the guy who came and swapped it out was just like, I've never seen anything like this in my entire life. Went, yeah. This is over. It was like, I think it had been in there like 12 years or something like that. Like, how often do you need to do battery?
Yeah, but usually like a couple years, maybe 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had been like 12.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Good battery.
There was like, I think there was like evidence of like at one point an animal lived in there or something. Like, it was a weird situation.
Cool. Real good battery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's warm.
The best battery.
I'm going to take a moment real quick to thank our sponsors. I really want to say thank you. I want to make sure they know they're appreciated. That's right. Today we are brought to you once again by Tenga.
Yes.
Tenga, a company that has been keeping people safe and keeping people
happy.
As we said, been locked inside a long time, and the magic of Tenga has kept them company throughout all of it. You can get a special adult item for yourself or a loved one.
Yeah.
If you go to the special link, we have a link to use.
It's a great gift.
Yes. And what a great thing to get.
Hey,
man.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Treat yourself or your person you love.
On this show, we're always tongue in cheek, beating around the bush. But I think for a moment, we should get serious about Tenga.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You
get this thing. It's like an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So as a guy, you know what to do. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
We always
know what to do.
We're always like tongue in cheek about it.
You know what to do.
Let's get serious for a minute.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's such a wide variety that I guarantee you, no matter the parts you have, you will find something to make you happy.
Yeah. Oh,
you're probably thinking, guys,
soft parts.
I don't have any trouble in that department. I can get people do stuff to me, no problem. Okay, cool. Good for you. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Tenga egg.
Whole other ball game.
Whole different ball game.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Go to the link we provided.
Yeah.
They're cost effective.
Oh, yeah.
Cost efficient. So you're not going to break the bank.
Yeah.
You might break something else. I don't know.
Might bust something else, but
That's
not sure.
Up to you.
Busting.
Yeah.
So check it out. Thanks. Thank you, Tenga.
In Bustin' makes you feel good, in the words of
Ray Parker.
In the words of Ray Parker. Ray Park, Darth Maul. Did you guys see the new Ghostbusters character they showed off?
Is that Paul Rudd movie still coming out?
Yeah. No. Yeah, they didn't throw it away.
I forgot about that. Paul
I did
Rudd.
Too.
No, really? Right.
I forgot about
right?
it. Until
a lot. I never. I totally did too.
Until you said that.
I'm almost disappointed that it's still coming out. I would have been happier if it just went away.
Just gone.
What? Yeah. I don't know.
You're stuck with the Kristen Wiig one.
No, I feel like, you know, I wasn't. I liked Ghostbusters as a kid. I loved the cartoon. I loved the toys. More than anything.
Yeah.
The movies are cool and nostalgic, but you know me. I watch them as an adult, and I'm like, why did I like this so much as a kid? I feel like the more they do with Ghostbusters, the more, like, damage they're doing just to the...
Yeah,
it's like Terminator.
Yeah, it really is. I just feel like they're getting further and further away from the thing that worked.
Yeah,
you know?
Stop.
Maybe stop. I don't know. Or try something.
And they really made a big deal out of this new one. Like, no, we're going to get this one right. Like, we're going to take the time and, like, make sure this one is worthy of the Ghostbusters legacy and all that.
Director's son, right?
Watching that trailer for the new one, it was like a bunch of kids putzing around. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's Jason Reitman, Ivan Reitman's son.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is that matter?
Ivan Reitman, this is why they tout that Ivan Reitman directed the first one. This is his son directing this new one. It should be in the same vein, like father, like, you know, they're definitely pumping that angle. So who knows?
So I don't know.
I have no ambition.
Like they're finding all the old Ghostbusters gear and like, whoa, we accidentally shot this building. Huh?
I still haven't seen the last one.
Has the son taking over the father's project ever been good?
Yeah, Bill Lucas fucking killed it. Star Wars. Chris Lucas.
Didn't like J.D. Tolkien finish the Lord of the Rings?
The Silmarillion.
Yeah, and people were like, I shouldn't have bothered.
Yeah, the guy who wrote The Wizard of Oz, L. Frank Baum, is that his name? But his kids continued the Oz series.
Yeah, where are those movies?
I don't think those movies got made, but the books came out, and I don't know why I'm remembering this, but I remember being in Vegas. And they were signing the new book. And I love The Wizard of Oz. The original Wizard of Oz was one of my favorite books. And I think I had it with me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm going to get this guy to sign it. And he would like completely shut me down. I was just like, I didn't write this. It's like, and I was so mad then. I'm like, yeah, thinking back, like, you know, he didn't write it.
But. Whatever. You were a kid. What a bastard.
Yeah.
Please,
yeah.
Just sign the fucking
we signed kids.
Egotistical prick.
Yeah. But I just remember my dad was cracking up about that. He's like, man, you got shut down.
Your
anyway.
Dad was laughing.
Your dad is no shoulder to cry.
Well, because we both knew. I think I wasn't like hurt by it. It was just kind of ridiculous. It was just like, could you sign this? No, God, no, I didn't write that. It was just like, oh, all right.
I hope that, you know what? Whatever I said, I want to stay positive. I hope Jason Reitman fucking knocks it out of the park.
Yeah.
I hope this is the definitive Ghostbusters. And people are like, the Ivan Reitman movies suck.
Yo, yeah. Bill Murray,
go watch
fuck
the
off.
Jason Reitman Ghostbusters.
Isn't Bill
That's
Murray
the
in
shit.
This one?
What?
Isn't Bill Murray in this?
I think they're all
they're
gonna
all
show
in it,
up.
Right?
I think they're all gonna show up. Well, but I don't know. I don't know. They didn't show any of that.
Right. Yeah. Whatever. Who knows?
So I wish them the best. Yeah. But I did forget it was coming out.
Yeah.
So.
Do we have more sponsors or
us?
Oh.
Always us.
We do. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're sponsoring ourselves.
I honestly forgot. Sean, you were looking out for me and I
Good
honestly
job.
Forgot.
I'm always looking
Thank
out
you.
For you, Rocco.
We forgot to sponsor ourselves this week. We coffers are empty. Sorry. We didn't need to do it. No, shop.mega64.com is a great place to get
You can
all
support
kinds of
us
stuff.
Directly.
Exactly.
Rocco always does the plug, but I'm going to commandeer it. Help us out. You like us? Go to our store. Rep us. Rep our gear on the street.
Yeah. And you'll get compliments. It happens to me all the time. And I'm not being facetious. That is true. People go, I like that shirt. Where'd you get it? And I feel weird saying my own company, but I say it. I'll say it.
I like to. You hit him with that line. It really does feel good.
Yeah.
Definitely a percentage douchey, but good too, to go, my company makes this. And it's just like, yeah. And then they're like, ew, and they walk away. But anyway, whatever. You take the good with the bad. No, but anyway, shop.mega64.com. Great way to get cool stuff, support the show, and beyond. This Friday, we restocked a couple hot items. There's one shirt it used to be a 64-hour special, but it upgraded to full time and it's in full stock.
Oh,
the
shit.
No negative comments shirt.
Yeah.
Classic design our good friend Meg came up with. And we have a new 64-hour special shirt tonight. Again, it's a shirt that's only around 64 hours and then it's gone. We have a new one tonight. This is actually, this was brought to our attention over the past week. We put out, as you know, this Evangelion behind the scenes video that we did. And we had a bit of an awkward moment with Garrett. He went to the wrong location and then found us. We drove to the right park, found us. And Derek proclaimed the quote, death rides in a silver truck.
Yep.
As we all anxiously awaited how Garrett was going to react when he got out. Somebody made this awesome artwork of
His name
that
is,
moment.
Luke, and he's Shrewboo in the chat.
Yeah,
oh, so
Shrewboo. If you're out there, but anyway, people. He did this awesome artwork. People were like, "That has to be a shirt design," and we couldn't agree more. So the Death Rides shirt is available now.
Without further ado, the Death Rides a silver truck shirt.
I was really, really, really impressed by that. That was really well done. So if you wanted Garrett, you know, on a shirt, always makes a shirt better to see him. So
it's great font.
You have a chance.
Yeah.
And thank you, Shrewboo, for making that.
Yeah.
And Lance put on a shirt. Very nice.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Ghostbusters.
No. Everyone is talking. Everyone, but I've seen a lot of chatter about Godzilla versus King Kong,
man.
How many times are we going to be disappointed by these movies?
Sean, you just said, why do you get so upset about this stuff?
I'm
positive. You just broke your own code.
I'm positive this movie's going to blow. It's not going to be good.
Oh, come on. Like, they're fun.
It's not going to be fun. It's going to not be good.
But you know what's funny? Is this going straight to HBO?
I think so.
What's funny is, like, I would have absolutely ignored this completely. But it going straight to the app, now I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'll, you know.
Yeah, but, I saw the last one, Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, I didn't see Skull Island. I saw the Godzillas though, and I didn't like those. But
two Godzillas.
I didn't see Skull Island.
They were all right.
I
Bryan
can't
Cranston
think of a Godzilla
the...
movie that I liked. Like legitimately, yeah. I can't think of
what
one.
What about Shin Godzilla?
That I liked.
Yeah,
I didn't see that.
Oh, King
Kong. You didn't like Shin Godzilla?
You didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
No, he came over when
I did. I did.
Oh,
I
Kevin.
Feel like you had to be super into Evangelion to get a lot more. If you were super.
I disagree. I thought that was a great movie about Japanese government. Not a great. It wasn't like, oh wow, monster.
Evangelion is irrelevant.
Yeah, I didn't feel like that had anything to do with it, personally.
So I hate that you said that.
I just know watching it, it was like the camera angles. Oh, this is just like this. Oh, this is just like this. And
yeah,
I'm not getting anything from
that. It's just the little bit of time that Godzilla's on screen is worth it. It's just they're like fun monster movies. They don't make that much anymore. So I'm excited whenever a new one comes out. Even Pacific Rim, I liked those. You know?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Closest thing.
I don't think any of the American movies to me capture what is fun about that kind of like big monster shit. Like just put on a fucking stupid costume and fight. That's fine with me. But
yeah,
these movies, they like make a bigger, I don't know. It's like everyone's in fucking anguish down on the ground and there's just not much story
you can't
to
do
it.
2 hours of a monster punching each other in the face.
Did you see Rampage?
They have to have some sort of internal conflict.
I didn't know with the Rock.
Yeah, the Rock and the guy from Walking Dead were in Rampage. That was pretty decent too.
Wow.
That was awful. Oh, that I did see. That was on HBO. Where was that? I was somewhere and it came on HBO. I was like, all right, fine, I'll watch it. I honestly would have had fun when I was younger watching that, but.
I like them the way I like the Resident Evil movies or like a standard video game, like just a silly movie. So I am kind of looking forward to, they set up everything with the last Kong and these last two Godzilla movies to like scale them because I don't think they were ever to scale King Kong and Godzilla before.
What do you mean to scale?
Like Godzilla is way, way bigger than King Kong.
If you go back to the early
movies or like.
Yeah.
The most popular versions of these monsters. But for this new American kind of thing, like they've scaled Kong way bigger and then or they brought Godzilla down. I don't know how they do it. But I mean, I just think
whenever they have these giant monster movies here, they're always like dark and slow. And I just feel like, man, they never inject fun into these things at all. It's like
it's an hour and a half buildup of like, are these monsters going to fight? It's like, I know they're going to fight.
Yeah.
I know they are. And I'm waiting for this to happen. And then the last 15 minutes, like, oh, they're fighting.
Johnny, you love Godzilla movies, don't you?
Yeah.
What's your opinion on this?
I think it's going to suck.
Hell yeah.
Such little hopes.
He's got an expert opinion.
Did you like King of Monsters? Did you like the last one with Mothra and King Ghidorah?
I haven't seen any of these new ones. I just don't care.
You haven't seen them?
No, I mean, I love Shin Godzilla, but that was about it.
That's the last one you saw?
Yeah. Mm. Actually, no, I saw the first Godzilla, and that was terrible. The Bryan Cranston one.
Yeah, that was a piece of shit. Yeah.
I mean, I saw the original Godzilla, and that was terrible. It's pretty bad. Nobody? All right.
No,
I didn't see it.
People at home, you know what I'm talking about.
I never cared enough either way about like the old Japanese ones, but some of them are kind of fun, but it was never like in my field of interest that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not way into it, but it's worth checking out once, you know.
Sure.
But I did like Shin Godzilla.
Yeah, that's the only one I
because
owned.
It was different.
I got to go with my favorite Matthew Broderick 1998 the definitive
that
Godzilla.
Is a definitive.
You know, you just say what it is, and that's what it
Garrett,
is.
I did this, that song.
I'm telling you, dude.
Come with me. Godzilla, we gonna get freaky. Dude. All up in the city. Big feet stepping on you and me.
Dude, that is.
Those are the lyrics to Come With Me.
Man, that song was
Puff Daddy.
Yeah, I had that CD.
Nobody,
absolutely,
I
had that soundtrack on CD.
None of our fans.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin
that song.
Playing on that track.
I never knew he sampled anything until when I heard that song, and I was like, "Damn, like this guy's pretty good." And then later, I heard the original song. I was like, "What?
He just did that? Really
like
good.
He just took that?
He took it."
Paige is playing guitar on that, man.
Puff Daddy's life is so unfair. It's bullshit.
He's a bad boy for
Puff
life.
Puff Daddy. You know, I remember being a kid, and it was like on the news. Oh, Puff Daddy is turning 30, and he wants to throw the biggest party New York City's ever seen. And look at this. And they did like a full weekend coverage of his 30th birthday party. And fucking J-Lo was there. And
30th. Oh my
yeah,
God.
And like all the fucking Ben Affleck and all these huge, Carson Daly was fucking there.
God, J-Lo goes everywhere.
Yeah, she does. And I turned 30.
How was your party?
5 years ago.
Can't
even J-Lo
remember.
Wasn't there. No. Wasn't fucking $1 million party in New York City. I remember that party, and yeah, you look back at Puff Daddy's career, it's like, yeah, but all he did was take other people's songs and rap over them. That's it. Yeah. That's dang, dude.
Someone else's song.
So lucky.
You remember what we did for my 30th birthday?
No.
Didn't we go play laser tag?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That place closed for good. That makes me really
sad. Oh, did
it? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
When was it? Yeah, late last year. They were like, well, we held out, but there's no way we
could. Well, that place was there for like 20 years.
Yeah. It was cool, though, because it was one of those places that had like, you could tell a locals click.
Yeah.
And those guys,
yeah,
they had like competitive leaderboard.
Yeah. Remember Slicer X?
Yeah. I was just about to say, fuck Slicer X.
Yeah. There was a guy who, I don't even know who it was, but he would just kill me. And then it would show up later, like, you were killed 25 times by Slicer X.
Fucking fuck Slicer X.
Yeah, it was like almost all our group except for Slicer X.
He lived down the street. That's why.
Yeah.
Hey, one person on their team has 122 kills. Who is that? Is that Garrett's mom? No, it's Slicer X.
It's the dude who like lives in this two-story laser tag place.
Yeah.
And just kills us all.
He seriously knew every nook and cranny of it and was just like, can we get this guy out of here?
That was fun, man.
Yeah, that was fun. I missed that. When will laser tag be safe again?
I'm done with birthday parties. That was the last one, I think.
30? That's a good one.
No, we did more after that.
Yeah, but those were against my wishes. I just had to go with the flow.
Really?
Why are you done with birthday parties?
Because at a certain point...
You don't care.
What? No mas, yeah.
What do you mean
I don't
no
care.
Mas? You dead?
It's not worth
your
like
birthday's
a,
coming up.
A celebration.
Your birthday's next week.
Are you kidding?
It is.
We're not doing anything?
The older you get, the more it's worth celebrating.
I think
we're not
maybe,
doing anything. Like all the other birthday parties we've had this year.
I think maybe you can do like some golden era shit. Like if you want 50, that's a big deal, right?
Sure.
So all right, hit something up for someone's 50.
The golden era.
Well, 40. That's not a big one?
No. That's
you know,
a sad
I
one.
Always get sad on my birthday.
That's a sad one.
I do. I don't know if anybody else out there feels that way. I always get kind of sad on my birthday. I always want to do something, and then the day comes, and like, you know, I kind of didn't plan anything, and I'm disappointed. So when I do manage to get a party together, it always makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. I don't. Jenny asks me every year, like, what can we do? I'll plan anything for you. What do you? I'll call anyone up. We'll go Potter game. I'm always like, nah. No.
I think people should do it. I love throwing birthday parties for people. I love attending them.
Yeah.
My dream birthday party next week is like, Trish asked me what I wanted as well. And it's like, can you bake me a pie and leave me alone? I'll play video games all day.
Hell yeah, dude.
And she's like, yeah, that's exactly what I did on my birthday. So yeah, you can have the same thing. Like it was
wow. Great.
That's like cool. The dream. I love that we're in quarantine for my birthday this year.
Damn. All right.
Well, cuz trying to like find a place to eat and seat more than six
yeah,
people is like a
I'm never
a
going
task.
To a restaurant again for my birthday.
I can like COVID test like a stripper. And we can get her here.
Only COVID.
Yeah, test. Bring her down.
Yeah, we'll COVID test the stripper so it's, we can do well she can leave the mask on. For all I care.
That's fine. I'd be willing to come down to work for, you know, just to experience that with Sean.
We could do a birthday.
Oh, my God.
Sean, she'd leave the mask on, right?
Yeah. We're being safe.
Sean
didn't
realize that strippers are still on the table because you don't have to take the mask off.
6 feet.
We could do a birthday thing.
I always like doing stuff on my birthday, but... As I got older, my birthday's really close to Christmas.
Yeah.
And as I got older, I felt like I'm like really inconveniencing people, I think. It always felt like, I don't know, I always got that impression. I was just,
no.
Like, as I got older, I was like,
no, I don't think anybody.
I think everyone has shit going on, maybe.
Well, sometimes, but
I don't think
I'll
it's ever
you.
An inconvenience. I am very forgetful and I legitimately forget that people's birthdays are coming up. So I feel embarrassed. But it's never an inconvenience. I just feel like, oh, fuck. Like, I fucked up.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not even necessarily talking about you guys or anything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, every now and then, I would do a thing with my family, too. And then every now and then it would be like, everyone coming up with, like, you know, a reason to, you know, maybe they can't, you know, or whatever. And it was just like, yeah, there's like a lot going on right before Christmas. So maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Yeah, it was always in an awkward spot with me.
Well,
so I never really knew kind of what to do.
I think the last 2 years I got out of a solo birthday, like family gathering. By kind of lumping it in with my sister's, who's in February. And I was like, yo, let's like join these together. And one of her kids, I think, is around the same time. So, like, yo, let's have like one dinner for all three of our birthdays where everyone come to some restaurant then.
I always use, mine's always like right around or on Father's Day. So, like, let's do a Father's Day thing.
I like, and I grouping shit together. Let's kill two birds with one stone. I want efficiency in my late 30s.
Wow. Pretty it's
the nine, dude. It's the really nine late, hurts.
Garrett. This is like your last one.
It's the 29s, they hurt, and the 39. Those are the birthday years where you turn like, oh shit.
Dude, it's
the next one is
time's
the,
a ticking, Garrett. 40's coming very soon.
Next one on the docket.
Damn, but, dude.
Are you guys okay?
No.
I feel like you're going through some stuff live on camera here.
It just never occurs to you. I never think about my age until I'm in that number nine slot. When I was at 29, I was like, whoa, this is big. I'm turning 30 next year. That's crazy. One more year of my 20s. Okay. And now this is, again, approaching next week. One more year of being in my 30s. But then,
it doesn't matter.
Then when I am 40, I'm just like, oh, yeah. Nothing's fucking changed. I still have the perverted mind of a 17-year-old. And
yeah, that will always be special.
What? Yeah. You know, I've still got my yin and my yang.
I think I mentioned this on a previous podcast, but I got like a fancy scale for December. Why did I punish myself? And and it tells me I have the body of a 40-year-old.
Oh.
In fact, at first it told me I had the body of a 41-year-old.
Oh, so you're getting better.
So I lost some weight, and now I have the body of a 40-year-old.
Hmm.
Nice. And I'm thinking, like, what? Am I never gonna have the body of a 35-year-old? Like, did I miss my shot? So
you can come back down. I know
age is irrelevant. You may be turning 40, but you have the body of like a 26-year-old.
That's true.
So
yeah,
Switch Fitness Boxing tells you your age when you're done with like a boxing routine.
Yeah.
And I've gotten back down into my 20s. I started out, like you're the age of a 50-year-old. And then I've kind of gotten better at it. So I've worked into my 30s and now 20s.
That's good. I gotta work on my brain age too. I'm getting old and stupid according to all the technology.
What does this fancy scale do? Like
it tells you, first of all,
you just stand on it?
You have to stand on it barefoot.
Okay.
You stand on it with socks on, and it's not gonna tell you shit. Yeah, and I don't know what it does, if it like shoots echolocation through my skeleton or what.
Electrified fields?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it tells me my weight. It tells me my BMI. It tells me my water weight. It tells me my muscle mass. It tells me my skeletal weight. It tells me how many calories I burn in a day resting. It tells me my body age.
Does it hook up to a phone?
And does. It's all hooked up to the phone, and it tracks it all too, so I can see my stats over time.
This is sick.
And you just stand on it, it tells you all this information.
Those are your bone weight.
Yeah. I got a 7-pound skeleton.
How heavy is your boner?
7-pound skeleton?
What?
How much of that is boner weight? Does it
bone density? I wonder if I just laid the pipe on the if it would give me stats.
Yeah, you could do that.
It'd be like, oh, this thing weighs 14 pounds and it's 12 pounds of muscle, 2 pounds of nice cushion.
Wow,
what the scale would tell me. Cool. Anyways, Rocco suspicious.
Dude, I want this scale. No. I want it. I want to know these things. But here's the thing: I want to know these things once. And then never again. Like, I'm just curious, but then, like...
Tracking this stuff is what helps build good habits,
I'm trying to get fit. I'm trying to lose weight.
Did anybody get that Ring Fit Adventure thing?
No, I couldn't find it.
No.
Did you play it a lot? Have you played it a lot?
I played it a lot, yeah.
Because I feel like I know a lot of people who got it, and they were all, like, whooped by it. Like it was, like, the hardest thing to get over the last year, and everybody I know was just like, shit, I played that thing once. I can't fucking do that.
It's a lot of crunches. It's a lot of sit-ups and stuff like
that. Oh, so it really gets you in shape.
Shit that works,
You gotta stick with it.
Yeah, Wii Fit was just standing on a board, kind of like doing.
Yeah, that was the yoga was fun.
You're on the ground. You're getting up. You're squatting.
You're sweating on this thing.
Yeah.
Mm. That's cool.
I went for a comparison. I was looking at buying the Ring Fit or the Switch Boxing that Nintendo makes.
Yeah,
and then I went with the Switch Boxing. And
what is Switch? Are you talking about arms or?
It's no. There's a Nintendo boxing
it's
game.
It's like a shadow boxing game.
I didn't know anything about
that. Yeah, you hold the two Joy-Cons and you do like left, right, uppercut. The first one had like some of the worst songs. It's like 10-year-old LMFAO tracks and like a Lady Gaga song. But this Switch Fitness Boxing 2 is just coming out, or it came out in December. And that one has a better track list.
Boxing is a hard workout. I did some boxing workouts.
Yeah.
And I couldn't keep up. I didn't think it'd be that complicated, but
it's just shadow boxing.
Is it like dodging?
Yes.
That's where I get fucked up.
There's like step front, step back.
That stuff is
left, right, uppercuts, jabs, combinations of all the two to the beats of the song.
That's interesting.
Move forward, step forward, dips, like you're definitely moving around. But it's one of those like everyday, like, get your stamp on the calendar kind of games.
Yeah.
You play for
10 minutes. I gotta do that.
It's cool though.
I set up a home gym in my in my new house in the garage. So my goal is to, I finally have a garage where I moved to. And I haven't had a garage since I moved out of my parents' house 15 years ago. So I've essentially never had a garage because it's always been my parents' garage. This is the first time it's mine. So
having
I want to like,
sick.
Yeah, I want to set up like a home gym and a motorcycle workshop and just like a workshop in general, like a tool bench, and it's coming along. Feel like I'm really hitting middle age now, setting up a garage.
It's fun setting up a garage though. Yeah. I love doing that.
I'm going to have a vice grip. I don't know what I'm going to do, interrogate somebody, put their head in the vice grip.
Do casino shit.
Yeah, casino style.
Vice grip. Were you talking about a bench top vice?
Yeah.
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 Vice grip or like pliers, like with the.
I got a lot to learn.
Yeah, see,
I got to set up this garage.
But I can't
We're just
wait.
Starting.
I can't wait. It's fucking the best, dude. I spend too much time in the garage.
I'm already in my garage way too much because I set up the home gym. So I have a bunch of weights and a bench press, and I got the gym floor, the half inch like spongy floor.
Oh, whoa, you're going like pro.
Yeah, I got like
I gotta check this out.
It's pretty nice, and so I spend a lot of time in there. Sometimes just sitting on that floor,
mm-hmm.
just appreciating it,
Yeah,
like I'm in there for way too long.
A middle aged man needs his space, and I think that he gets it in the garage. You'll spend hours in there just pondering. I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yes. Anyways, what else is there to say for this episode? Huh?
I think we nailed it.
Nah.
I feel good. We did a whole week of streams. Hopefully you saw them. If you didn't see them, I think they're on the Mega64 archives. They're being put up at least.
Yeah. All the MLK week stuff that we've been streaming this past week is on the archive channel. There's going to be at least like a couple uploads a day for the foreseeable future. Of that stuff. So keep an eye out for that.
I want to plug Mega64 and Scene on the archive channel because we shaved Johnny's head this week and he was terrified, but he went through with
it.
He showed a lot of bravery.
Yeah. Hats off to you, Johnny.
And we got 10,000 views on the last episode, which is why we did it.
That was great.
We rewarded everybody with a good old head shave. Go check that out on the archive channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on there. Last night we did a stream. I want to give credit to Kevin because this was his idea. We wanted to leave something on through the night. Like, as we do our MLK week streams, we will have it just going all day, every day and through the night. And Kevin had a great idea. Sometimes we leave the stream on and we just film like, a jar of peanut butter sitting there or something boring like that. Jar of pickles, who cares? Okay. But Kevin had a great idea. Why don't we set a tub of ice cream on the table and just stream that? Let them watch it melt. And yeah, we set that up last night. I thought it was an impressive amount of viewers.
Yeah.
To watch that. It was Neapolitan ice cream. So it became people divided into teams on which side would melt quicker, which would drip to hit the edge of the table quicker. It was something I'd never seen before.
And I will tell you that I started watching it at like midnight.
Wow.
And then I went to bed. But then I woke up in the middle of the night to eat. And then I'm like, let's see how the ice cream's doing. Let's see how it's doing. Oh, yeah. It's pretty melted. All right, cool. And I woke up in the morning. Oh, fuck, it's way warm. Oh, man, it's great. Like, it was fun. Yeah. Check back in.
And within hours of it, there was already fan art and stuff. Somebody did a painting of what it looked like. Like, that. Yo, this looks like art. Here, I did a painting of it. Someone did a chibi, like kawaii character version of the Neapolitan ice cream. It was incredible. It was a moment. Wow. I just want to say congrats to everyone who watched 13 hours of ice cream melting.
At the end, I think it was 17.
Time well spent.
17 hours of
ice cream. Oh, was it 17 when it was all said?
17 hours.
That was truly incredible. One of my favorite streams I think we've had on this wonderful channel. So
wow.
That was really incredible. Anyway, so thanks for all the outpouring of support and the outpouring of ice cream onto the ground.
Yeah.
And Sean had to clean it up.
We all knew that was going to happen. No one's surprised. We knew.
I wasn't going to touch it.
Yeah, that's sticky and gross.
How's the Lego NES going? You started building
that? Oh, my
God.
Dude, I hit such a wall, and I was so upset with myself. And I took pictures of the instruction manual, and I was going over it in my head, like, how did I mess this up? What have I done? And I got here, cleaned up the mess that was left for me, and then I figured it out upstairs, and I fixed it. So I'm back to where I was.
Oh, good.
So I can stream again if we want to keep doing that. I was having fun building it, kind of.
You built it wrong?
Yeah, I just moved one piece over too far to the left, one spot to the left, and it ruined everything. And I had to take it apart and like fix it, but I was able to do it. So I'm back to where I should be. I'm on bag 5 now, 5 of 26. So,
dang.
Wow. Yeah, oh, my nice. God. 26 cool. bags.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, maybe I'll do that some more. I don't know.
I did one wheel of the Tron light cycle, and I was like, I do not want to build anything else. I'm done. Even that took me too long. I was just like, I can't like put stuff together this long.
Yeah.
I think when I spend that long on something, I feel like I should be like working on a video or making. I don't know.
Yeah, but if you're streaming it, then it is the video.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's too meta for me. I don't know.
Fair
I just
enough.
Didn't. I don't. Okay. I don't even know where that light cycle is anymore. I think I got scooped into a box and thrown somewhere. I'll return to it someday.
No, you won't.
No.
All right. Well, I think that's the end of the episode.
All right.
Good night.
We'll see you next week.
What? Why are we doing? What is this? Why do you need to clap?